Like they know about me, right?
Of course they know about you. What do you mean? What do you, why?
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're doing it all in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
Good. Ready to discuss Meet the Parents.
All right. Well, right into it. No,
there is no time for talk today.
There isn't?
No, there's always time for talk.
All right. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
No. Well, I think we should talk about the fact that we were really, you, I should say, were really anxious to watch this early and record early. And I'm just a last minute kind of person.
Did we watch this more than a week ago?
Oh, it's been at least a week, I think.
Yeah, we recorded the last one and almost immediately sat down.
And we're like, oh, we're going to get right on this. And then we watched it, and then we didn't record. And I said, I think we're just last-minute kind of people. I think our routine. Okay, I'm a last-minute kind of person.
No, I'm saying you referred to us as last-minute Larrys.
Oh, I love that phrase.
I've never heard that, other than you saying it.
Yeah, no. A friend at work, a work colleague, used that phrase, okay. And I always loved it.
All right. Yeah. So here we are Saturday morning. You're getting this episode in about 2 hours, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And
this is how we work.
This is how we work best. This cause problems, though, when we have to go on vacation.
I know. Yeah. We're going to have to just buckle down. And
we're going to have to get it together.
Do it the night before we leave at midnight or so.
We always have such well-intentioned. Today I looked at the calendar and I went, you know, if we did this every Saturday, we would be done in November. And we could just coast through and keep releasing episodes into March.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to do it.
No, because we're last minute Larrys. We need to be the night before. Or the morning of. What am I saying?
Yeah,
the morning of.
But then it's fresh
in our... I work better.
I think that's what lazy people say.
Very last. I do.
But you work better because you have to.
Exactly.
If you had more time, you may even work better, but you just don't know that.
I don't care to find out. I'm just so cool surprised. Being mediocre.
I'm so surprised that you're the lazy one, because I'm clearly the lazy one. You did not.
I don't know that I'm lazy. I just find like if I wait until I have to do it, then I sit down and I just like plow through and I get stuff done.
Yeah.
But I'm just better if I just wait until I no longer have choice and I'm down to the wire.
I don't know. I think
is that laziness or is it just procrastination?
Aren't they the same thing, though?
I'm not sure.
I think they are.
No, laziness would be not doing it at all. Right?
Just giving up on a podcast.
Just giving up.
Or a job or anything.
See, I just procrastinate.
Okay. Well, I think we killed enough time.
I think so too. Totally time to 2 hours and counting before to hop into this episode.
So we are here to talk about season 5, episode 11, Meet the Parents. The original air date was March 19th of 2019, directed by Jordan Koenig, who we've been talking about for a very long time, most of this season, and written by Dan Levy.
Okay.
So let's get into it. Have you washed the taste of the... That sounds... of the dead cat out of your mouth?
That's super gross.
I just feel like doing this every 2 weeks, there's some nice distance
between the bad episodes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And it was interesting. Definitely most people were in our... A couple people said like the more they watched the last episode... the more it kind of grew on them. Like, the more they watched Roadkill, the more they sort of... But most people seem to be in the, no, this is... I'm not a fan of this episode.
I mean...
And kind of like we were. Like, what were they thinking? Why were they thinking this was humor? Like,
yeah,
what
I mean,
was
I think,
the intention with this?
I think most people and I don't know if anybody phrased it this way, but what I was reading was a lot of like, well, the David and Stevie thing made the other stuff a little more palatable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was so good in that episode that the other stuff didn't seem as bad. But I think, you know, whatever. It's our last episode. If you're just joining us now, near the end of season 5, you just decided to jump into this Schitt's Creek podcast. Hey, you can go back one episode and listen to what we were talking about.
You could go back lots of episodes and start at the beginning.
Why not start at the beginning?
Why not? Are we ever going to tell the cat story? Because...
No, I forgot again.
Okay. Did you procrastinate and not prepare that?
I wasn't.
Or were you just lazy?
This should tell everyone how much we talk about this beforehand.
We don't.
Which is not at all.
We don't at all.
Because I thought about that cat story all morning long, all up to this, and I was like, I'm just not going to bring it up.
Oh, wow.
And we're 5 minutes in, and you brought it up.
Because I haven't heard it. And I know other people were anxious to hear it as well.
I know. Maybe.
Oh, we said we were going to do an extra. Didn't you say you would do an extra episode? That's not going to happen either.
Maybe what I'll do is I will do a dramatic reading for the patrons of the show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so get your dollars in.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to miss that.
Give us your $1 or like $1.29 Canadian. All right, so let's get into this episode here. And we start in the kids' room because David is talking about surprise parties.
Yes. Have you ever had a surprise party?
No.
I feel like, didn't we talk about this once already?
I don't know.
Was I talking about this with someone else?
Well, Moira had a surprise party.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that's when we talked about it. Because I remember saying, like, I had a surprise party once.
You did?
Yeah.
No, we never talked about this because I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to tell us the tale of your surprise party? How old were you?
I think I was in like high school, I think. Mm-hmm. Like I was older. But another friend shared a birthday. Her birthday is a day after mine.
Right.
And I believe like our friends like planned something for us. But I don't even remember all the details.
Oh, it wasn't your family.
It was just like it was just at someone's house. And they like kind of surprised us.
They hid behind the couch and jumped out.
They might have said surprise because happy birthday was too challenging in rehearsal, which sure. I love that line. We haven't gotten there yet, but I loved that. And then it still was a hot mess when they did it.
Are we talking about you now or the episode?
The episode.
All right.
No, I honestly don't remember that many details about mine.
Well,
it was lovely. It was a nice thought. Like I remember being like, "Oh my gosh, this is really nice."
That's really
but
nice.
But I just remember it happened.
No,
I don't
know
remember
that
much about it.
Well, you've told me you never want a surprise party. You'd say you don't like surprises, or being the center of attention.
Oh gosh,
so
no.
I've taken
that
to heart.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a surprise bridal shower, but it wasn't really a surprise.
Oh yeah.
I kind of knew once I got there, but that even still walking in and everybody stares at you, it's very uncomfortable.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
We're going to get so many reviews now that are like reviews that other Schitt's Creek podcasts get, which basically say, "Get to the episode, idiots."
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
I was just asking if you had ever had a surprise party.
I don't think
Patrick, well, David said Patrick really wanted a surprise party, but he always thought they were like kind of tacky and not, which is why I guess I was discussing that.
If
like,
you're asking for a surprise party, are you going to be all that surprised that you have a surprise party?
Probably not.
No.
Especially like in this short span of time
that
they've known each other. Maybe he said it the first day they met.
Because even later when Patrick's like, "I don't think that's how surprise parties are supposed to work." My thought was, "I don't think you're supposed to ask for one." Like everyone's wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know many people that ask for a surprise party, you know. I don't know.
No.
Maybe people do. I'm not one of them, certainly.
Write in,
not
everyone.
One of them.
After our 3-hour episode on
surprise parties.
All right, so they're talking about surprise parties because, as you said, David is throwing one for Patrick.
But it does seem
like that day.
But no, remember his reasoning. Like they were all kind of saying, like, this seems like Alexa said it seems sketchy and very last minute-y. But he basically said to them he had been planning and had this all in the works for a long time. It was just that none of them could keep a surprise.
Yes.
Which is clear in the fact that, well, Johnny kind of accidentally lets information slip, but that he doesn't really even realize he's letting anything slip. But,
That's not on him.
Yeah.
That's not on David.
Right.
Like, this is the episode where we should not say anything bad about Patrick, I don't think. But,
yeah.
This is all on Patrick, of course.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
You're asking for a surprise party and you haven't told your parents? What does he think? David's not going to contact his parents for a surprise party?
Well, or he's probably just thinking it's a small little intimate event, you know,
maybe
without
Bob will
extended
be there.
Family.
I don't think so.
Right, trotting in. But he might not have expected that, I guess. I mean, clearly he didn't expect that.
No.
But anyway.
That's what makes a great surprise party.
Right.
You just bring in people that you don't expect to see.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he kind of held things off because I'm trying to focus back into the episode.
Way off with this.
We're in the ballpark. But he's upset because the family, well, not upset, but he doesn't want to reveal anything to the family because they clearly can't keep a secret. Like how Moira ruined or told every, not ruined the crow's ending, but told everyone about the crow's ending.
Right. Well, not just told everyone. I love how she told Alexis. And,
the day she got back.
Right. And Johnny was like, you gave me
the
script.
Right. Yeah. So,
And it is a Cropocalypse. It's not Cromageddon.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Alexis thought.
Like Alexis was asking about.
Cropocalypse.
Yeah.
So great.
So this is when, you know, and then David kind of said there's also the extra surprise that he invited his parents.
Exactly. To which everybody's very excited. I mean, first of all, Johnny's super excited. He's like,
right.
This is such a big
this
step.
Is a
this
big
is
deal.
Really great.
You're meeting their parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moira's a little more reserved. Like, I forget the exact phrasing, but she's like, this is moving very, very quickly, basically.
High velocity.
Yeah, something like
says.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and David's like, he said, it says about, like, it being a surprise, and he's like, and there's going to be tears, even if they're my own.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. His, we know, he's an event, he loves to plan
he's
events.
An event planner,
right.
Just like his
That's
mother.
That's his thing.
Yeah. So then we get the title card, and now... We move down a couple doors to the motel office where Johnny and Roland are hanging out.
Well,
and
Roland is anxiously waiting.
Oh, he's very excited.
To meet his...
Son's... His boss
bosses.
Is... No, his best friend. He refers to
him I was going
to
say, he didn't say boss. I know that. Yeah.
No, his best friend's son's boyfriend's parents.
Yes. And, yeah, and
Which
Johnny's like,
fun.
I don't know why you're still hanging around because I asked you to go mow, like, 3 times.
Yeah.
So this is really your choice that you're here.
Right.
It's
very fun. Again, like, there's something recently...
It's a really tiny Roland moment, though. We don't...
Yeah.
That's it.
But we don't
see him again.
But I noticed recently, I never had a problem with Roland the way that some people have a problem with Roland.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's this season... Anytime he pops up, it's really great.
Mm.
From when they were going to those hospice, he was very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
And just last episode with the foot cream and not working, like he's really great. And again, this is it. He's out after this scene.
Right.
He might be at the party in the background or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does a great job here.
Yep. Yeah.
But the most important thing that happens is that Patrick's parents...
The Brewers arrive.
Arrive.
Clint and Mary.
Okay. Then, you know what? I will refer to them by their names.
Yeah.
Mary, who is billed first, is played by Deborah Tennant. She's in a good amount of things, but not a whole lot of stuff we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Friday the 13th, the series, Degrassi, The Next Generation, and with an E, and Murdoch Mysteries.
We talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, no, right. I'm just saying there's a lot of
other
stuff other in
things.
There. She was in some movies. I think she was in the Shazam superhero movie. So, you know, she has some movies under her belt as well. Let's talk about Clint, who is played by Ted Whittall. He has a bit of a longer IMDb page.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Are You Afraid of the Dark? La Femme Nikita, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Psych. He had a pretty big part in Smallville, and The Expanse. And he was a regular in, I guess they made a somewhat recent Beauty and the Beast TV show.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. Probably with like sexy teens being like Beauty and the Beast or something.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know. I feel like it was like a CW show or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that just sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm...
He had like a role of a police detective or something like that. Was in a lot of episodes.
He wasn't the Beast.
No, he wasn't the Beast. Okay. He wasn't a sexy teen 3 or 4 years ago.
All right.
And he was also in movies like Wicker Park and Suicide Squad. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So Clint and Marcy are delightful.
Yeah, very much
so. They're very cute. Mm-hmm. They assume that Roland is David's dad.
Well,
to which Roland says, I get that all the time.
Yeah, it's like that woman who thought that Roland and David were in a relationship.
Right, yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but he says, this is actually David's father.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Johnny kind of, like, he reveals that they're in a relationship in such a, like a, I don't want to say like a delightful way, but he's just trying to, not even just trying to make conversation or kill time. He's trying to have some sort of connection with these two people upon meeting them.
Yes.
And of course, he was more unsure about the business end of their relationship, which I think is fine, or not fine, but actually funny that he brings that up as being like, I didn't know about that part of their relationship. And that's when they're, you know, it's revealed that they didn't know about their romantic involvement.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because they kind of said, like, oh, Patrick's been keeping us up to date about everything with the store and everything else. So definitely it was much more the business part that he had been sharing with them and obviously not any of the relationship part. So, yeah.
And it's really, like, Johnny feels really bad when he realizes what he did, when he says, oh, did I talk out of turn here?
Right.
And is it Roland that says, like, you two look like you've received some shocking information?
Right.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they leave, they decide, like, oh, we're just going to head to our room and settle in and wait for the party and stuff. Then Roland's kind of like, it seems like they didn't know that he's in a relationship with David. But I don't even, like, I didn't even feel like Roland was saying that, like, to be funny or flip or anything.
No.
Like, he literally was like, it seems like they didn't know. Like, it was very, like, kind of genuine and...
Oh, genuine, but also he's two steps behind everything else.
Yeah,
because Johnny's standing there with those wide eyes looking off in the distance. And he's mortified by what he just did. And it's the little bump with Roland saying that at the end. So now let's go on to our B plot of this episode.
Yep. And Moira, we pop into Moira's room, or Alexis pops into Moira and Johnny's room.
So I guess this production of Cabaret is running over budget or something.
It seems like it,
They need money for some reason.
Right.
And Moira's whole idea is that for some reason, just Johnny and Alexis... Not David. She doesn't say that David should go in for crazy medical tests.
Right.
But she says that the two of them could do that and earn
$200 a week.
Yes. Right.
But Alexis has a better solution. They can earn $2,000 a day, right? She says.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we can get
into... Because she got paid to get to be there and paid per...
I don't know. Do you get paid to be there? I don't know much about conventions.
I would assume if they bring people in, those people aren't just showing up for funsies.
No, I just didn't know. I mean, I assume they would fly you in. I assume they would put you up. I didn't know if there was extra payment on top of that, or you were just relying on autographs and pictures and stuff like that.
Right. But people don't tip. I guess what? I don't know. I don't know that I've ever... You pay in advance if you're going, like, to get... It's not like you're handing, like, here's $10, here's my pictures, can you sign it?
No,
it's not
you
like you're handing
that.
It.
No, you,
oh, you
do
hand
that.
Money directly to the person that's signing?
Yes, I only went to one.
Okay.
In my life. And you had to pay to get in.
Okay.
But then once you're there, everyone has rates, like, at their table.
Oh, I think it depends on... Okay, I don't know.
It's really like...
What if you're going to something, though, and it's just... Like, one person or two people, like in this situation.
I don't know if that's a thing, because I'm assuming it's not just the two of them.
Okay.
I'm assuming this is filled with everyone from Days of Our Lives or whatever.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one soap that I really know. But yeah, then everybody has rates, like this much for an autograph, this much for a picture,
right,
blah, 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 so on and so forth. And then they'll do, you know, deals, picture and autograph, this much.
Okay.
And then they'll also have, you know, like you can bring your own stuff for them to sign, but then they have things there that you can then buy and then pay for them to sign and everything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I've never done any of that.
And I think, I mean, I don't know how it works with taxes and stuff, but you're just handing these people cash.
Oh.
Normally, they have a handler, like Alexis.
Right.
She's the one that would take the money and everything like that.
That makes sense.
So you're not handing it to the
person.
Right,
yeah, that seems tacky.
Oh. All right. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Let's class it up at this. But yeah, she's talking about a soap star convention.
Yeah, soap opera fan convention,
right,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which Moira is not into of all the salamander people.
Dewy-faced salamander people.
Right.
And then I love later when she says, she refers to them as having asymmetrical faces. But yeah, to which, I like how she's so opposed to this, to which Alexis says, you did adult diaper commercials.
Right, but it was in Japan with a full face of kabuki makeup. Yeah.
That is so great.
Uh-huh.
That's absolutely wonderful. But you know what? Alexis is not hearing any of it because she already printed out piles of headshots.
She put her foot down.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love how she actually like put
as
her foot
your,
down.
I don't know, brand manager, whatever she
is.
Yes. And she has the headshots and they are going to this convention.
Yeah. And Moira's like, she just needs a safe word.
Much like the surprise party, it seems like Alexis has been planning all of this behind the scenes.
Right.
And then springs it on her mother
that
day.
Well, she's her publicist.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, get ready because we've got to be there in an hour.
Yeah. And this is where we start to see a little glimpse of Moira's like admiration to Alexis. She's like, oh, well, look at all you did. You
good
know,
on
kinda,
you.
Yeah.
Right.
Like to kind of prepare and get all this together and you're making me go and everything else. So, yeah.
So now let's go to the cafe.
Yeah, David's planning the evening.
Mm-hmm. There's
Twyla and Stevie.
Salmonella outbreak at the cafe.
Yeah. And Twyla was like, can we come up with a scenario that doesn't involve a violation of our health code for the cafe?
So he's just trying to keep Patrick away during the day while they plan and put this all together.
Right, yeah, decorate,
it's not like
I guess.
Shut down the whole restaurant for the day, right?
I don't think so.
All right.
No, like there was, when they were talking, like the guy, there's like a guy that works in the back in the kitchen. You could see him there, like preparing stuff.
You know what's really funny?
What?
There was someone else credited in this episode, but not given a name. It must be him. I didn't bring him up because her, you know, the cook, he never talks. Like every now and then you will see him.
Yeah,
like
you'll see him.
Through the little window in the background
right
there, but. Yeah, he's never given any lines, and I never know whether to talk about him. Maybe at the end of the series.
Yeah, when you talk about the cat story, you can add that in.
When I return to the podcast a year after we've finished to tell the cat story.
Yeah.
All right, so Johnny bursts in, because it's really David and
Twyla and Stevie
just hanging out there.
Yeah, and this is reminiscent of the town for sale.
Oh, definitely.
Of him running in and out of breath. And yeah, clearly he's raced over to find him.
I love how out of breath he is. And Stevie even says, did you run here? And his response is, it was just a leisurely stroll.
Right.
But yeah, he basically says, listen, I didn't mean to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Patrick's parents know now that it, like,
right,
it's almost
he's
like
do they
even know?
Yeah, he was kind of like, do they know that you're romantically involved? Kind of let this slip and they looked very shaken.
I think he says
and
romantically
upset
in business together.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
maybe
great.
Yeah. And Stevie's like, well, they know, right?
Yeah.
And Patrick or and David is like, of course they know. Yeah, absolutely. And then they're the more they talk, the more he's kind of realizing, like, they don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, my dad has just let this information.
Yeah. I think it's a very brief shot, but the two of them, David and Johnny, are talking to each other. and Stevie's standing in between them. And there's just a quick shot of her looking back and forth while they talk to each other. Because not that she's enjoying this, but she might be enjoying this.
Yeah, well, she's kind of like, oh my, like, what? Yeah. You know, like, they're all kind of shocked and sort of saying, like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Like, they might not know and everything. So, yeah.
I do like David's reaction, how he says, everybody calm down. Don't say a word to one another.
And then Stevie says something, yeah, and he's Stevie like, I said don't say a word.
He is in full-on panic mode at this point.
Yeah.
But let's go to, I don't know, let's say Elmdale Convention Center?
Yeah.
The is Elmdale
this,
Hotel
is this
lobby?
The same convention that Moira went to for the same place? Remember Moira and Roland went for their town council kind of convention?
They had to drive and stay over.
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe they stayed over because they were hammered, but think they planned on staying. Like, they packed like they were staying over. Yeah. So I don't think it's all that far away.
All right. Yeah. They're talking with Kelly.
Yep.
She's the convention, the coordinator.
Yeah. And she's played by Alana. Oh, boy. Reoch? Reoch. So, however people would pronounce that. She's not much of an actress. Wait, that sounded mean. She hasn't been in that many things as an actress. She is primarily a writer and has written multiple episodes for the TV series Beaverton, Kim's Convenience, and Strays.
So, yeah. So, Kelly is there. They're having a whole conversation about things. And she talks about, like, basically how it works, kind of, right? Like, costs and everything
else. Yeah, just giving them the rundown of what this convention is about, because clearly Moira has never done this before.
Yeah.
We do see that there's seasoned pros here.
Yes.
But then Moira kind of shoos her away.
Because she needs to let Alexis know about the dark side.
The dark side of the business.
Right.
But Alexis is shocked that her mother's talking about this, because she does say that she took her to the Playboy Mansion when she was 7.
Right. And I love how Moira said, but you had a wonderful time in the children's grotto.
It's really, really wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And then Moira is, she's not happy to see Gloria Gregson.
Oh, no. She's kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, but I don't you're there to do the same thing. Is it just that she doesn't want this woman to think she has fallen as far as she has, I guess?
Yeah.
Just trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But Gloria Gregson clearly was more successful than her. She has 17 Emmys.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Why would you feel so bad? A woman with 17 Emmys is here.
Right.
You should feel pretty good about this.
Yeah.
Which she kind of does end up feeling good. Because I like how Gloria Gregson played a hot-headed nurse who healed people with her sexual touch.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah,
great.
What was it? Touched by something?
I don't know.
I didn't write it down. Yeah.
Oh, we're really dropping the ball here.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Gloria Gregson, because this is a person.
Mm-hmm.
She is played by Linda Thorson. Her first IMDb credit. Now, I assume she did a lot of stage work or something. She replaced Diana Rigg on a show, a British TV series called The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And she replaced her for the last 2 seasons. So she was a main character in a show for, I saw 33 episodes of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana Rigg, I don't know if you're familiar with who she is. She died recently. In Game of Thrones, she's a really old lady. That's not helpful at all.
Our listeners have never heard of our Game of Thrones. We can't get into that right now.
No,
but we could not do a podcast on that because we would sit there the whole time saying, then this guy, I don't really know who he was, talked to this girl, and I don't know who she was either. And they had a conversation about something, but I didn't really know what they were talking about. That's what it would sound like.
You know
what? Saying, like, she was an old lady on Game of Thrones basically means nothing to me.
Right.
So go on.
Anyway, no, I'm just saying this actress, like, that's a big deal. Like, that was a huge show.
Okay.
She's been acting since the mid-60s. She was on St. Elsewhere. She was on Dynasty.
Oh, wow.
One Life to Live.
Okay.
And is currently a regular in a Hardy Boys TV series.
Oh, all right.
I assume she plays their grandmother or something. She was also in some shows we talk about. Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. Mm-hmm. FX, The Series. Flashpoint, Saving Hope. Rookie Blue. And Good Witch.
Okay.
Yeah. If you ever want us to talk about Game of Thrones, like...
Nobody wants us to talk about that.
No. I mean, just bring it up. Like, I have never...
We just did.
I haven't seen all of... And I think we talked about this. Season 6 of Schitt's Creek. I missed a couple of episodes. So if any of those episodes have, like, a dragon in it or something, that will be the in for us to talk about how much we didn't
that
understand
will be my
Game
out
of Thrones.
If there's a dragon.
Well, you know what? You watched the entire series, so I guess there's no dragon spoiler in Schitt's Creek.
Not that I recall.
All right, so let's...
Do we need to discuss any more of the interaction with Gloria? Because we're really getting off track.
No.
I mean, yeah, like, no, she, Moira, obviously they had a nice little exchange.
Right.
A pleasantries.
Sure.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Yeah, because, and Gloria was kind of glad that Moira was there, because mm-hmm. she said about being the only marquee name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So she was happy to share the spotlight.
Right. We get a little more into this later on.
Yeah.
So we will revisit these two. But yeah, it's very much like, you know, oh, I haven't seen you in such a long time, blah, 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 blah. You
right.
know, this stuff. But let's go to Patrick's tiny apartment.
Oh, okay.
David shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And
with flowers and a pizza.
Flowers. The flowers are for you. The pizza's my lunch.
Yeah.
Really great. He didn't want to get his hopes up too much. You know, it's his birthday. He didn't want him to think that he brought him pizza.
I guess, yeah. The flowers were really nice, though. I found myself looking and wondering where the florist is in Schitt's Creek.
Oh. That sounds like a little fun spinoff series.
Yeah.
Do you think it's
pretty.
Ray?
Oh, maybe. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. No, they were nice. And yeah. I just, like, was looking and thinking. But I feel like Rose Apothecary could sell, like, have a little area where they sell, like, flowers.
I don't know. Could... I don't know.
They sell everything from plungers to, you know.
Face cream?
Yeah.
I think it is. I still think it's weird that they sell plungers. Like, that's really weird. Like, that is too close to the old general store that they used to be. Can you imagine, though, if they tried to sell flowers? Like, the episodes that dealt with just having a bathroom redone. Like, mm-hmm. they would have to have a cold storage area. Right?
They do. They sell cheese and wine, remember?
Oh,
like,
so just
they totally have all that.
Expand upon that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Well,
let's write into
feel
the makers
like,
of the show.
I feel like, think about, you know, they went to Heather and mm-hmm. about the goat cheese and everything and went to visit her farm. Like, I could totally see some lovely little farm just growing wildflowers and putting bouquets together that they could sell at the apothecary. So that's where I'm going to say the flowers came from. All right. So
you think he brought him flowers from their store?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or he went to Heather's farm?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah. David is really there to sort of hint at.
Yeah, casually.
Figure
out
if Patrick's parents know about the
right.
two of them.
Yeah, because he's like, did you get calls from family and friends today?
Right.
You know, and then this is when he kind of starts to say, like, you know, and Patrick shares, oh, I heard from my parents. They're mm-hmm. on a weekend getaway.
They're out of town.
They
yep.
called when they arrived at their hotel
yeah.
and everything.
Oh, I don't think we brought up earlier. I just thought it was funny when David's freaking out because he's like, Patrick's parents are here. They're not supposed to be here for 11 more minutes.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, then he's like, have you spoken about me outside of our work?
Right.
And do they know about me? Do they know about us? Mm-hmm. And this is where
Patrick kind of breaks down. Like this
yeah.
is, it's, and Patrick's in a really rough position here.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this idea of just not wanting to bring this up.
Well,
you know,
I feel like this is the second time Patrick has done this. He didn't reveal the fact that he was engaged.
Right.
And everything. Yeah. So that was like a little bit of a, like, secret within mm-hmm. their relationship, and now this is like a second secret within their relationship yeah. that, you know, he once again, like, didn't share yeah. the kind of reluctancy or the nervousness to right. to tell his parents.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it just, it does say some things about his character, because he's very take charge and he's mm-hmm. very assertive.
Which he
and
says.
He's very put together, mm-hmm. but he's got this one weird little fault, which is kind of like, everything's going well now, so my past will not come back. Like, mm-hmm. I'm away from my parents. I don't have to deal with this. I'm sure at some point it'll come up, but you know what? That'll happen at some point.
Well, right. He said, like, I've been wanting to tell them, right, but I wanted to tell them in person yeah. and everything.
I'm sure this has really been something that has bothered him now for quite a while.
Well, that would have to weigh on you,
yeah,
you know?
Course.
And he's like, and I just thought, like, when he said, he's like, I know that they're good people, mm-hmm. but I just can't shake the fear that this is going to change everything, like change right. the way they see me, change their thoughts about me and their and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And again, I think this is another time where we see that growth, because the last time we saw that Patrick held something or kept something from David, mm-hmm. it was their, like, you know, they needed to take their time apart.
Well, after
and
David
everything.
Asked him to get some food.
Well, right. He had a smattering of everything right. from the barbecue. But, you know, like, and then, you know, David kind of manipulated that whole situation to right. get, like, little gifts and things uh-huh. like that from him. But here,
do you think,
like,
David's like, it's not going to work this
yeah,
time.
Right. He once. Learned. But here, because I think this is a totally different situation, and David's been in this situation, and, you know, so here he's like, yeah. this is a really personal thing, and you need to do it on your terms and everything. And he is 100% there for him, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Yes.
And because Patrick's very... like, I'm going to tell them the next time I see yeah. them, to which David's like, oh, right. okay,
it's
you're going to see them tonight.
And it's very genuine. But again, this is a comedy. So it does have to end with him saying, you do this on your terms.
Right.
But also they're here.
Well,
so.
Right. But he says, you're going to laugh yourself right. right out of the closet.
Yes. Yeah.
because
that's a great line. Yeah.
There, I planned the surprise party right. and I invited your parents mm-hmm. and they're here.
Yeah.
But he even says to him, he's like, if you need... tonight, I could just be your business partner.
Exactly.
Which, again, is, like, so much maturity and oh, growth on David's part. Like, that 100%. He's kind of saying, like, I will do whatever you need.
Yep.
You know? And this is... And I do love this, because mm-hmm. we're finally... Again, we're seeing that vulnerability on Patrick's side.
Right.
And we're seeing David be, like, the strong, supportive... Right. But again, like, David doesn't, like... You know, like, he doesn't, like, get on him about it, you know? Whereas right. I feel like if the tables were turned, Patrick would be on him a little, yeah. like, I can't believe you didn't tell them. Why didn't you tell them? Why yeah. would you try to keep this a secret? Whereas David is very gentle
exactly.
and very, yes. you know, like, I'll do whatever you need and what can, you know, what can I do and how can I help? And you do this on your terms. And
well,
it's just a
I
different
mean,
kind of
yeah,
view.
But also I think it's because of... know, who we're supposed to be focused on in this show, who the main players
right.
are. And like you said, this is such a growth moment for David.
Right.
I'm not saying we don't see any growth from Patrick, but we don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. kind of a secondary character.
Yeah.
But I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But
and that's it. And that's,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and
it's
sort
just
of...
a nice jump from seeing how the reaction earlier to, like, the reaction
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did like that Patrick's like, so is this at the cafe? And this is, again, when David has to, like, another little comedy moment. Like, oh, yeah, the salmonella was just
right.
a decoy.
I do like how you have to put a decoy in about that, because it's the only place that anyone can go to get food or drink in this entire town.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
I got to somehow keep Patrick away from here.
Right.
Because he's going there for 3 meals a day and coffees, I
right.
assume.
Right. Yeah.
So now let's go back to the motel, because we're still with David. So David has now talked to Patrick about mm-hmm. what his dad did.
Right.
And now he's got to go talk to the Brewers about sort of keeping this all between them.
Right. Right.
It's a whole
yeah.
thing.
And yeah, it's a little bit of a complicated situation.
Sure.
But...
And all the while, He's trying to get ready for a surprise party.
I know, right? What? I don't know what work he's done today to prepare for this. I don't know how it all got taken care of.
I assume he put Stevie in charge and then told Twyla to watch what Stevie's doing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then maybe told, I don't know, Ronnie to watch what Twyla's doing.
I don't know. A long chain of people that I
don't
know how on
trust.
Board Ronnie would be with the prepping for a birthday party for Patrick.
Especially after she had to fix the sink again, I'm assuming.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, but so anyway, David arrives at the motel to the brewer's room. He's brought a nice little gift basket from the store.
That's right.
Which is really sweet. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he knocks and introduces himself and everything, and he apologizes. You know, I really apologize how you found out.
Yeah.
I know this news is a shock, but, you know, you need to realize he's the same person. Yeah. And, like, he really does just such a nice job. And, you know, like, it's his birthday, so let's still make this special and everything.
Mary is very friendly.
Her name's Marcy.
I said Mary.
Her name's Marcy.
Marcy is very friendly and everything like that. Clint seems a little more despondent. Like he's just sitting on the bed, kind of staring off into space.
Yeah.
You know.
But then they kind of reveal, like, because, you know, David's like, I know this comes as a shock, and I know you might feel upset. And they were like, oh, we're not upset at all about this.
Right.
You know,
well, I think what really throws him is when Clint says, is there something we could have done differently?
Or he just starts to say, yes. And that's, you're right. And that's when David kind of says, like, you know, I know this is a shock and everything else. And that's when Marcy reveals, like, oh, we're not upset at all, you know, about the fact that you guys are in a relationship. It's just the fact that he didn't feel like he could come and tell us. And they just kind of felt, like, blindsided by that, that he, you know, was so worried about their reaction that he kept it a secret.
I do like how, I don't know if it's his mom or dad, it's just like, maybe it's because we're so close with his fiance.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was, I think that was Marcy that said that. And yeah, I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know if that was good to bring up, Marcy. Yeah. But, you know,
And again, that's weird. It makes me wonder, like, were they still talking to her? Like,
after
he disappeared to Schitt's Creek?
And, I don't know.
But anyway, that's that's again another spinoff series that we don't. That's a lot sadder, I think, of a spinoff series.
Yeah, but then Johnny shows up as well. you know, and they so he comes in.
Is he just there because we need him to come in for some humor in this scene?
Yeah, and I think he wants to try to, like,
smooth it over.
Also smooth it over, because that's what Johnny does. You know, like, he realizes, like, oh, man, I kind of, like, blew all of this. And he knows David's panicking, so he's thinking he can probably make things better and everything.
Right. Yeah. To which he shows up and goes, how are you, David? Happy, I hope, because in the end, that's all that
really matters, right? Yeah, and he's like, oh, no, they're fine, you know, with him being gay, and we're all just going to go to the party tonight, and of course, David's like, we're just going to keep him in the closet until then, you know, which was another super cute, funny line.
Like, I really like the fact that, because David could have made all of this okay and taken all of the pressure off of Patrick, being like, your parents know, blah, blah, blah. You might want to talk to him about this. But he understands that he has to do this himself.
Right.
So he's like, let's all just pretend this is a regular surprise party that one business owner is throwing for the co-owner.
Right.
And let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, because, and again, it goes back to that, like, this is very personal and you need to do it on your terms.
Yeah, and as you said, Patrick said he's going to tell them when he sees them. So that's why David's like, hey, he's going to tell you guys tonight. So let's just, whatever. Right. Let's sit tight.
Yeah.
So now, let's go back to the convention.
Yes.
Because this is really where...
They're just sitting and chit-chatting with Gloria.
Yeah.
Gloria, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's in some green room. Like, they're doing their hair and makeup.
Yeah, it's almost like they're preparing and getting ready and everything. Mm-hmm. So they're just chatting, and Gloria shares about her wine touched with grapes touched with grapes, right? Yeah. And I love that Alexis is like, oh my gosh, we used to use that in our sangria because it was so cheap, and then she's like, and so good.
Yeah, but this is where it is revealed, like, I think she even says something like, honey, I'm pulling down thousands of dollars from this. I think she even says she has another home.
My notes are really sketchy on this part.
I knew she was talking about her home.
I didn't have a lot written down.
Her winery or
something. Yeah, and she kind of just talks about, like, there is freedom in just kind of letting go and not trying, almost like not trying to still be in, like, the public eye and, like, a celebrity, but just sort of like, all right, I'm going to just do this and... Yeah, this is my income, and everything's good.
It's really interesting because I follow so many, you know, horror movies.
No.
Like horror movies and people that were in them and stuff. And you see they're constantly at these conventions. Mm-hmm. And I always wonder, like, do they enjoy this? Like, is this fun for them? Like, is this difficult? Are they upset that they're known for that one thing?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. I think if you're going and signing up for those, I think you're kind of feeling like you're appreciative of your notoriety and fame from that role, and you appreciate your fan base for that role, or you're hard up for cash.
Right, or you're just, I mean, if this is the type of money they're making, you suck it up and you go and sit there and, you know, hang out,
pose and get $2,000 a day.
Salamander people.
Right.
That's that.
Salamander people. Right.
Yeah, so she really does sort of turn Moira around on this whole idea of the fact that this is not an embarrassment, or you have not sank to the bottom of your profession just because you're here. There are people that are here to see you. They want to see you. They appreciate your work, and it's nice to sort of give back and also make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then we go to this huge line.
Yes.
This enormous line to see Moira Rose.
Yes.
And, oh, go ahead.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
And I guess that I understand the idea of feet has been brought up before this moment.
Yeah.
But I guess Alexis has had some ideas and some thoughts and talked to Moira about this a little bit.
Gloria mentioned about wearing that she always wears open-toed shoes.
Yes.
So I guess, all these salamander people have like a little bit of a foot fetish going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are separate feet prices that they do put on the table here.
Yeah, and I like that she also says she won't discuss any like Sunrise Bay plot points or anything like that. And there, all the people are like, oh, disappointed about that. Yeah.
Which seems kind of funny because I would assume if you've done these before, you're like, all these people want to do are talk about specific episodes and stuff like that. I'm sick of it. But for your first time, I feel like she might
enjoy
that this is an issue.
Well, I guess that would take a really long time if you had conversations with each person. Like, I don't know. I'm assuming people don't really do that, right? They just like sign and take your foot picture and you leave.
Like I said, I went to one time and I saw two people and there was no one else in line to see them.
Oh.
And I even felt, for one, I was just like, I kind of just wanted you to sign this. And like, she really wanted to have a conversation and I hung out for a little bit, but and I was like, I'm going to go. Like, I felt kind of bad and that's a really bad thing to say. Like, but that's all.
Yeah.
No. Moira's not having that problem.
Oh no.
Line
I'm
out
sure
the door.
She's quite popular.
Let's go to a surprise party.
Surprise! We're saying surprise because happy birthday. It's too wordy and they couldn't nail it at rehearsal. And then it was still a mess when he walked in. It was like a mix of surprise and happy birthday and it was all like,
Nobody's listening to David. No. Nobody's taking his direction.
No.
Could you imagine how mad you'd be if you showed up to a surprise party and someone wanted you to rehearse saying happy birthday?
Yeah. That's hard though.
No, it's not. How is that hard?
Well, you have to decide what you're going to say when they walk in.
Okay. But I don't know if you need to rehearse.
Yeah.
The
usually people say surprise. Like when people walk in, I don't know that you're going to say happy birthday.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
You're right.
So.
Because it's a surprise party.
Right.
All right. So. Yeah. Patrick comes in, pretends to be surprised really well. And the parents, his parents and David are really just playing off this initial introduction, just playing it off really well. Mm-hmm. Nobody is suspicious of anything.
Right.
Oh, I heard you guys were out of town, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. Like, it's just really fun, and it's a really quote-unquote genuine surprise moment.
Yeah.
Where nothing, everything has been spoiled. And I think that's kind of one of the funny things about this is not only has the surprise party been spoiled, but his being gay is spoiled.
Right.
Them being in a relationship is spoiled.
Well, right. Like, and the everything. Whole plan in the beginning was his parent family couldn't keep a secret.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's yep. super fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because he kind of says, like, you know, he talks to David and he's like, mm-hmm. you know, what if they don't react the way that I think they're going to? And right. David's like, then I'll be here.
Right.
So yeah, it's a really nice.
Again,
nice
another,
moment.
Another chance for David to be like, I think they'll take it just
well, right.
fine.
Yeah.
But he doesn't yeah. do that.
Nope. He did. Yeah. Really well with that.
Right. So Patrick sort of excuses himself from all the people in the party mm-hmm. to just go sit in a booth with his parents.
Right.
Without giant menus obscuring their
right,
view of
yeah.
one another.
Yep.
And he wants to tell them something. His mom is so funny. Uh-huh. She can't wait. She's so excited for him to say this. And she interrupts several times, especially when he mentions David.
Uh-huh.
It's like, he seems like a great partner in business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I guarantee you this has been talked about so many times on the internet. And I guess for as many horror things as I follow, I guess I'm not as up to date on Schitt's Creek discussions.
Mm-hmm.
His parents are wearing blue.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're wearing blue. And I did not notice it until we watched it for
mm-hmm.
this.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, you know, he kind of says, he's like, yeah, he's a great partner in business and outside of business.
Right.
You know, and he shares, David's my boyfriend. I've never been happier. You know, and I hope you can accept this. And you can hear, like, he's saying all mm-hmm. of this and just, you know, like, kind of waiting in anticipation. You know, and of course, their reaction is just lovely and loving.
Yes.
And, you know, they're like, you're the only thing that matters. And
right.
we just want you to be happy. And
yep.
The dad, you know, Clint, dad is like, oh, I really like him a lot. I don't understand his clothes, but I like him a lot.
Yeah, they kind of have a little chuckle about
yeah.
this.
And of course, when they say that, they look over at them and they're all standing there right. staring at them having this conversation. Oh, and can I just say,
yeah,
this is terrible. Alexis gave me a total, this is really terrible, like almost like a Wilma Flintstone kind of vibe at the party. She had like her hair up on the top
oh.
of her head and she had a one shoulder dress on. And I don't know why. I just thought of like Wilma Flintstone.
I didn't even know.
It almost even looked
wearing.
Like an I don't know if her dress, I mean, Wilma Flintstone obviously wears white, but I don't know. She just, it just,
okay.
that's the vibe I got from
wow.
her. Yeah.
Right. I really
she always
didn't...
looks great. I mean,
yeah.
she looked great, but it was just funny. That stood out to me.
Nope. Didn't notice.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah, she had like a little one shoulder dress on and everything. And yeah, it just, I got like a Wilma Flintstone vibe from her.
Yeah. No, it's a really nice moment. And it really is just almost like a huge plot point that we were unaware of has been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Like this had always been simmering since the
oh,
moment
right.
Patrick, you know, kind of
yeah.
got together with David on that first date.
Yeah.
We were unaware of it. So, but it's really nice in that it feels like there is some closure and resolution
mm-hmm.
to all of this. And now, I guess, Patrick can be more of who he's always been. I guess it doesn't
yeah.
seem to have been
yeah.
in the way, but
no.
it's just something he doesn't have to think about or worry about anymore.
Right, right.
So now we go back to, well, we basically go to the final scene.
Yes.
And we're still at the cafe.
Yep, but everybody's kind of gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just David and Patrick are there, kind of having, well, almost just David and Patrick are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, almost.
You know, just having sort of a lovely moment. Everybody's, you can see there's like champagne glasses and
yeah.
stuff around them.
They're just dancing.
Yeah, they're
mm-hmm.
just dancing. And then Patrick kind of reveals like, you know, this was just such, it was so great. Like, but then he's like, so how long did my parents know about all this? Because he's like, they're not good actors. And so basically he kind of shared, like, he could tell that they
right.
already were kind of clued into everything. And then David shares, like, actually my dad told them, you know, kind of inadvertently.
Right.
And, you know, and Patrick was like, oh, and you took them a gift basket, which I hope you paid for, by
yeah.
the way, he said. You know, just to kind of smooth things over
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
I do like how he says, my parents aren't good actors, but as you brought up before, when they look over at them, they're all standing there watching this happen. I'm like, maybe that kind of gave it away too.
Yeah, maybe. They kind of knew, obviously. Right. Yeah. But yeah, and they just have a lovely little moment at the end, you know. Yes. He's like, you just made everything okay, and really lovely little song, little Brighter Than Sunshine song is playing and everything, you know, as they kind of just chit-chat and have this lovely little moment together as a couple, right. Which then gets kind of, like, interrupted.
Yeah, I don't want to say ruined, because Twyla wants to go home.
Well, like, at some point, she's like, I have to lock up in 5. But I'm just wondering, like, she's literally just standing there staring at them, like, waiting for them. I'm hoping she was bustling around in the kitchen as they're having this intimate conversation. Yeah,
the reveal is almost something where I'm like, is this supposed to be a joke? Because it's not even like they play it off as being all that funny, but it is funny how she's just standing at the counter staring at them while they're having this conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, I gotta lock up, I gotta go. And I'm sure it's something we talked about before. Does Twyla does she open and close every day? Like you said,
we don't see other employees. Yeah. Wow. I did like, though, I'm wondering why no one ate the crab cakes. David spent a fortune on them.
Wait a minute, what?
And then at the end, he's like, the crab cakes.
Oh, I didn't, I must have missed that line.
Oh, he mentioned it twice. He told Patrick's dad, you know, to, like, enjoy yourself, like, when Patrick came in and everything and they had surprised him. You know, he's like, have the crab cakes because I spent a small fortune on them.
Oh.
And everything. And then at the end, he references that no one ate them.
Oh, that's
maybe they were
terrible.
Afraid of the salmonella.
You could be right.
I don't know. Crab cakes are good. Why would some people not eat them at a party?
I don't know. That's shocking.
I don't know. Did the cafe cater this?
Are you saying
maybe
something
the cafe's
about
crab
the cafe's
cakes aren't so
crab
good.
Cakes?
Well, I don't. Okay. We know the Meadow Harvest smoothie is a little questionable.
You just think they take all the rejected smoothies and turn them into crab cakes somehow?
No, no.
It's disgusting.
That's super disgusting.
But that's how the episode ends.
Wow, this is so great.
At the end of every episode, we rank our Schitt's Creek episodes from the best episode to the least best episode. So, Carla, as I pull up the rankings here, I will ask you, if this episode were at a
crab
convention,
cake? A crab cake, would I eat it? Or would I
Would
it
be
it
like a headshot or a feet pick?
Ew.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to scroll to the top-ish of your list.
Okay.
I'm not trying to
persuade
sway
me in
nope,
any one
not
direction.
At all.
I am going to put this. Oh my gosh, this gets so hard.
I know.
I'm going to say this is my new, oh man, because I'm looking at where things are and I like don't want it to bump something else, but.
I get it.
Yeah, because now I'm like looking and I'm like, oh, I don't know that one should be number whatever. I feel like maybe that doesn't go in the top 10 or maybe this doesn't go here.
God.
Well, because like you watch things, but then,
no,
you know, in the moment you're like, yeah, that's definitely where it goes. And then you're kind of like, well, I don't know. Like now there's this episode and I know these are coming up and maybe they belong there, but now I can't like move one.
I don't think
it's
you can
so
say
stressful.
Maybe something that's coming up belongs somewhere. So this should be moved because of that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you can say that.
No.
No, once it's there, it's there.
And also it's been a long time. I recently realized we've been doing this for almost 3 years.
Wow. I'm going to say this is my new number 10.
Number 10. So just
in the top 10.
Making it into the top 10.
I know, but then
pushing,
that's stressing
I understand.
Me out when it's, other things are going to happen later.
Pushing Wine and Roses out. Oh, I thought that's what you were upset about.
No.
I am very close to where you are. This is my new number 13. A little bit lower because I'm not crazy about the bee story.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I think, again, it's one of those, like, that A storyline.
Oh,
just,
no. Yes.
And it's so well done and so...
Yeah, I think
you know,
it's... I think
as
it's
always,
just...
they just deal with those, you know, like, emotional relationship kind of moments in such a...
Yeah, I think
way.
It's just tough, like you said, though, because there's some things that I don't want to have leave this top 10, but but there's other stuff that we are going to see that certainly deserves to be there. So
I know, and I looked and
fall.
I'm like, oh, I can't. MVP, man, when he like hits that bass, like I can't let that one go. Like,
oh yeah, oh that's sitting at 9.
Know?
I don't know. I don't want to make predictions, but I have a feeling that's not going to end up in your top 10 at the end of all of this. But we don't want to make any assumptions or predictions as to how this is going to end up in the end. Even though, as we said before, this is the definitive Schitt's Creek ranking. And once we say this, you know, everyone from now on has to go by what we...
I might overrule where I put some things.
I don't know if you can do that.
I think I can if I want to.
Wow. Okay, great. Are you going to move Merry Christmas, Johnny Rose up finally? I think that's still the one that is...
No.
The biggest disparity
I think so, between
our rankings.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's just, I don't know.
I don't get it. Man, hold on. I got to see where it is on yours.
Mine's low.
Yours is 45.
Yours is what, like 9? 8?
Mine is 6.
Okay. Wow. I don't know.
No, it's okay. It's all right. That and Carl's funeral, we really disagree on. All right, but... Everybody, thank you again for listening. We really do appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to our ramblings at the beginning. This episode should not nearly have been as long as it is, but this is what we do here. So
you can fast forward.
Oh, no. Yeah,
you just can, hit that little button that makes it go ahead like 30 seconds or whatever.
You don't want to hear about Game of Thrones? You can skip all that stuff.
We're okay with that.
But we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. Where next time we'll be discussing the 12th episode of Season 5, The Roast. So until then, everyone, have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.